Perceive yourself in your center, between front and back, up and down, right and left. Place your weight on the right side with a small step and perceive the carrying force of this column. Return to your center and do the same on the left-hand side. Take a step forward and repeat the right and left column. Pay attention to the different experience of the two columns. Stand upright. Perceive your right column. Activate a sensation in your head of walking forward and take your right leg along with it. Come back to the center and repeat the exercise. The head initiates the step. Feel your left column. Take a step backwards with your left leg and allow the head to follow. Come back to the center and repeat the exercise. The leg takes the head along. Perceive into the energy of your right hand side with your right arm, and then into the energy of your left hand side with your left arm. Then perceive your two columns. Accompany the perception into the right hand side with a step forwards on the right, and in perceiving the energy on the left hand side, bring the feet together. How do your columns feel now? What is the difference when you change the sequence and start with the left? How do your columns feel then? Perceive your middle. Take a step to the right and so far to the left that you return to the middle. Feel down from the heart through the legs into the heels and allow this to move your weight onto the heels to deepen your connection with the earth. Take a step forwards and repeat the exercise. Perceive your center. Place one foot to the right and the other to the left, then stream down into the earth from the center of your heart. Bending the legs forward slightly, anchor your fingertips in the depths. Stretch the legs slowly without losing the anchorage, and experience the energy you gain from there. Place your weight to the front and come to rest there. Raise yourself slightly onto the toes and very slowly descend onto the heels. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, One, two, three, four, five, six. Lift your right and then your left arm and ray through them so that you have the impression you are raying into two different spaces. Experience how this affects your body. Form the R gesture and ray through your arms so that you have the impression of reaching the circumference. Try to feel how nourishing forces stream into your body from all sides. Try this with a gesture in different directions. Form an R gesture towards the top. Allow it to bring your weight onto your heels, then slowly lead the gesture down, retaining the weight on the heels. Roll your shoulders a couple of times. Contract a little in the front and release them with a slight backwards jerk, followed by gently streaming down with the shoulder blades. Feel yourself getting bigger and bigger, and allow the shoulders to be taken along. Then let the shoulder drop down whilst retaining the size, and feel how it streams down from the shoulder blade. And now allow the shoulders to fall down in stages, alternating with the feeling of getting bigger. Relax all the way down. Put your hands in front of your collarbones. Use the whole body to send them high up and allow them to be carried down slowly in the back. Put your hands in front of your collarbones. Send them high up again, but wait there until you feel an answer coming from above. Take it up and stream down into the earth with it. Make the R gesture and intensify the in-streaming current to allow a slight densification in the arms, shoulders, and even in the whole body. With a slight jerk of the shoulders, send a wave of levity through the arms to balance the densification. Ray through the arms and feel the countercurrent from the periphery. Create an H with the shoulders that takes you a step backwards. Pay attention that the memory of the in-streaming R is still present in the downstreaming H. Become wide. Lift the shoulders and drop them. In taking up the in-streaming R, take note that the quality of the H is still palpable in the R. Contract your arms, give an impulse with your whole body, and let them rise. Take up the R and note that the quality of the H gesture is still palpable in the in-streaming R. We combine the ah-ha exercise with a ha-ah exercise. We connect the ah-ha exercise going forwards. With a ha-ah exercise going up.